You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host, Louise, and over the past few shows, I've been talking to you about networking in English. I've covered everything from how to prepare for an event, topics of small talk and business talk, following up with phone calls and emails, and today I'll be looking specifically at a follow-up meeting after a networking event. So, let's get started. If you have a meeting coming up, make sure that firstly you are prepared. Make sure you know the location, for example, how to get there, and have done some research about the company and the person you are meeting. If someone is coming with you, make sure they are prepared too. Forward any relevant information to them and discuss the meeting briefly beforehand so you are both on the same page. This can help you with small talk and with business talk later on in the meeting. Think about what you need to take. You don't want to take lots of information, but perhaps a few documents could be helpful. Think about what you want to achieve. Remember what you talked about at the networking event and the things you think you can help this person with. Think about realistic actions you can do to help, and also the fees you would charge if your proposal was accepted. When you arrive, take into account any more useful information in the office, any awards or photos or anything around the office which can help you. So, let's move on to the dialogue. In today's episode, we'll hear from John, the partner at MMBR Law Firm, and Rachel, the co-director of Prime Property. After they met at the Real Estate Law Conference, after exchanging contact details, following up with a phone call, they now have a meeting. In the dialogue, you'll hear the kind of vocabulary typical in an English-speaking meeting. As you listen, pay attention to the type of things John and Rachel talk about.
Hi Rachel, I'm glad you made it. Did you find the office okay?
Oh hi John, yes, no problem at all. You're right, you're not far from us. In fact, I walked here from the office as it's a sunny day, finally.
Oh, it's certainly nice to see some sun, although I wonder how long it will last. Take a seat. Could I get you a tea or coffee?
Oh, I'd love a cup of tea. Milk and no sugar, thanks.
No problem. So, how's things been since the conference?
Yes, fine, thanks. Yeah, we're busy as usual. Thank you for sending over the link about the real estate group. I looked at the information and it was really quite helpful.
Glad you found it helpful. I just wanted to ask, did you go to the talk at the conference about Brexit's impact on the property sector?
No, I didn't. I really wanted to go, but unfortunately there was another talk on about construction at the same time, which I had to go to instead. Which one did you go to?
I went to the Brexit one. Actually, it was really helpful, and I've written an article about it for the Real Estate Group. I also published it on LinkedIn. I could send that to you if you like. I think it would be helpful for your company.
Yeah, okay, John, that would be great.
Ah, here's your tea.
Oh, thanks.
Rachel, I remember you saying at the Real Estate Conference about your company's current problems in the Algarve. Could you explain it in a bit more detail?
Yes, I can, yeah. We are currently in the process of finalising construction on a housing project in the Algarve. It's all going relatively smoothly, The projected completion of the project is June 2018, so of course we are concerned about Brexit's impact.
Of course. But what specifically are you worried about?
Well, with the devaluation of the pound, the construction costs have risen, and if possible, we'd like to renegotiate with our suppliers on some of the costs. That's one of the issues.
Could be tricky. Let me just get this straight. Your main concerns regarding the Algarve construction project are Brexit's potential impact on the costs, and you'd like to renegotiate prices with your suppliers.
Yes, that's right.
Are you happy with how James and James are dealing with it?
Well, not really. Since the merger, the lawyer who was representative for the real estate in Spain and Portugal has left. And as I said before, the replacement just isn't the same.
Right, so let me explain a bit about how I think we could help you. Firstly, MMBR does have a branch in Portugal which specialises in expat properties and developments. If we were to advise you, it would be in consultation with the Portugal team. This could also save on costs. Because we've got people over there, they would be able to meet with your suppliers personally. Secondly, the specific issues relating to Brexit are common concerns for most companies. This has come up in one of the real estate group meetings. It's a topic I'm familiar with, and although it's an uncertain area, MMBR does represent quite a few companies in similar situations to you. And you can see from the feedback on our website that they have full confidence in our services.
Yes, okay. I'll have a look at your website. But I just have a few questions, John.
Sure, go ahead.
My first question is about costs. How would this be structured? Could you explain?
Well, I hope that answers your questions, Rachel. It's been really great talking to you again. I really believe that our firm can offer you the services that you need. I suggest we both go away and think a little further about this, and I'll put together a summary of what we discussed in the meeting and get back to you with a proposal. This will include our rates and an indication of the number of hours required. I can get this to you by Friday. Is that okay?
Yes, okay, that's perfect.
Great, that's all set then. Thanks so much again for coming in, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks, John. Yes, look forward to your email.
Bye.
Bye.
Great, so let's take a closer look at the dialogue. Firstly, during the meeting, after you have shaken hands, an icebreaker and small talk will come in handy to reconnect with your acquaintance. Remember that small talk can help build a relationship, so don't avoid it. Topics like travel, interests, the weather are often a good place to start. John and Rachel talked about the journey to the office, the weather, and John offered Rachel a drink. Notice how they didn't overdo the small talk, so remember to stay focused on the point of this meeting. After the small talk, you should start to get down to business, but remember a few points. Firstly, don't start hard selling. Instead, think about things from your new acquaintance's perspective. What do you think they want out of the meeting? And what do they need help with? Number two, think back to the meeting and why you thought you could help. Use that to transition into business talk. For example, I remember you saying, or can you explain it in a bit more detail? Number three, also use these meetings as an opportunity to gain more information about the problem and ways in which the new acquaintance needs help. Is it realistic that they will require and invest in your services? And number four, make sure you clarify the situation. For example, So am I right that such and such? The next stage is to explain a little bit about your work, to do your small presentation. Here you can explain your solution. For example, what services can you provide to help solve the problem? Secondly, provide some success stories, but remember, don't hard sell, don't overdo it. Thirdly, make sure that you take questions from your new acquaintance. Make sure you ask if they understand or even if they have any questions. And lastly, make sure you are clear and not ambiguous. If you discuss money or terms, make sure you state these or are clear that you will get back to them at a later date. And then you come to the part of the meeting that is ending the meeting. If it is appropriate, you may want to seal a deal right away. However, this might be a bit rushed, not well thought through, and could seem pushy. It is more likely that you will both want to think about what was said during the meeting and come back to it at a later date. In this case, suggest a course of action. For example, John said,
I suggest we both go away and think a little further about this, and I'll put together a summary of what we discussed in the meeting and get back to you with a proposal. This will include our rates and an indication of the number of hours required. I can get this to you by Friday. Is that okay?
Make sure you get a date in the diary, either for a phone call or email. Thank the new acquaintance for their time. And when you have left, be sure to take notes so that you will remember what action needs to be taken. Make sure that you follow up with an email detailing what you covered in the meeting and steps to move forward. And remember to connect on social media, such as LinkedIn. Now that we've discussed the meeting, let's discuss some of the vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition. Then we'll hear an example sentence from the dialogue, followed by another example of using the vocabulary. Then there'll be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the new phrase. Number one, to go smoothly. To go smoothly or to run smoothly means to go well without any hiccups or problems. Rachel said,
It's all going relatively smoothly.
Repeat after the beep. Provided that everything goes smoothly, we should be able to move house next month. Number two, to be tricky. To be tricky means to be difficult, John said.
Could be tricky.
Repeat after the beep. The client isn't happy with the terms, but they could be tricky to renegotiate. Number three, to put together. To put together means to compile, build, or to create, John said.
And I'll put together a summary of what we discussed in the meeting.
Repeat after the beep. After this meeting, I can put together a project proposal. Number four, to get back to someone. To get back to someone means to respond to someone, John said.
And get back to you with a proposal.
Repeat after the beep. You've got a voicemail from a client who wants you to get back to them today. Number five, to be all set. All set is a phrase which means everything is settled, ready or prepared. John said,
Great, that's all set then.
Repeat after the beep. Brian, are you all set for the meeting tomorrow? Well done. So now let's listen again to the dialogue at a more natural speed.
Hi, Rachel. I'm glad you made it. Did you find the office okay?
Oh, hi, John. Yes, no problem at all. You're right. You're not far from us. In fact, I walked here from the office as it's a sunny day, finally.
Oh, it's certainly nice to see some sun, although I wonder how long it will last. Take a seat. Can I get you a tea or coffee?
Oh, I'd love a cup of tea. Milk and no sugar, thanks.
No problem. So, how's things been since the conference?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Yeah, we're busy as usual. Thank you for sending over the link about the real estate group. I looked at the information and it was really quite helpful.
Glad you found it helpful. I just wanted to ask, did you go to the talk at the conference about Brexit's impact on the property sector?
No, I didn't. I really wanted to go, but unfortunately, there was another talk on about construction at the same time, which I had to go to instead. Which one did you go to?
I went to the Brexit one. Actually, it was really helpful, and I've written an article about it for the Real Estate Group. I also published it on LinkedIn. I could send that to you if you like. I think it would be helpful for your company.
Yeah, okay, John, that would be great.
Ah, here's your tea.
Oh, thanks.
Rachel, I remember you saying at the Real Estate Conference about your company's current problems in the Algarve. Could you explain it in a bit more detail?
Yes, I can, yeah. We are currently in the process of finalising construction on a housing project in the Algarve. It's all going relatively smoothly. The projected completion of the project is June 2018, so of course we are concerned about Brexit's impact.
Of course, but what specifically are you worried about?
Well, with the devaluation of the pound, the construction costs have risen, and if possible, we'd like to renegotiate with our suppliers on some of the costs. That's one of the issues.
That could be tricky. But okay, let me just get this straight. Your main concerns regarding the Algarve construction project are Brexit's potential impact on the costs, and you'd like to renegotiate prices with your suppliers.
Yes, that's right.
Are you happy with how James and James are dealing with it?
Well, not really. Since the merger, the lawyer who was representative for the real estate in Spain and Portugal has left. And as I said before, the replacement just isn't the same.
OK, so let me explain a bit about how I think we could help you. Firstly, MNBR does have a branch in Portugal, which specialises in expat properties and developments. If we were to advise you, it would be in consultation with this Portugal team. This could also save on costs. Because we've got people over there, they would be able to meet with your suppliers personally. Secondly, the specific issues relating to Brexit are common concerns for most companies. This has come up in one of the real estate group meetings. It's a topic I'm familiar with, and although it's an uncertain area, MNBR does represent quite a few companies in similar situations to you, and you can see from the feedback on our website that they have full confidence in our services.
Yes, okay, I'll have a look at your website, but I just have a few questions, John.
Sure, go ahead.
My first question is about costs. How would this be structured? Could you explain?
Well, I hope that answers your questions, Rachel. It's been really great talking to you again. I really believe that our firm can offer you the services that you need. I suggest we both go away and think a little further about this, and I'll put together a summary of what we discussed in the meeting and get back to you with a proposal. This will include our rates and an indication of the number of hours required. I can get this to you by Friday. Is that okay?
Yes, okay, that's perfect.
Great, that's all set then. Thanks so much again for coming in, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks, John. Yes, look forward to your email.
Bye.
Bye.
Great. Finally, let's do a recap from today's episode. Remember to prepare for a meeting. When you're there, use icebreakers and small talk before going into business talk. Don't hard sell, but do present clearly and confidently the ways in which you can help this company and person. Stay focused on the aim of the meeting and make sure there is an action which comes out of it. For example, another meeting or email or phone call. Thank the person for their time and after the meeting, take notes and send a follow-up email. So that's the end of today's episode where we talked about meetings. In the next podcast episode, we'll be looking at maintaining relationships. For more practice, Podcast Pro members can access online learning materials, including transcripts of the shows and quizzes to test your knowledge. If you're not a member yet, you can sign up for a free trial at www.studylegalenglish.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. And if you have any feedback or topic requests, I would love to hear from you. You can get in touch by email, info@studylegalenglish.com, or on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening and see you next time.